This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jets are at high alert. The Navy's maneuvering in the Mediterranean. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is game on. Meanwhile, Putin still holds all of the chips at the table as far as what will his movement be. And, boy, we've been talking about this for a long time. Is this a new war or not? And will we have perhaps even a cyber attack on some satellites that's in the middle of all of this? But the war threat is growing, and as that's happening, we're seeing that gas is climbing and some other, I think, ripples of what's going on in the Ukraine are starting to hit in other areas. I'm not just our country, but others too as well. The big movement on the day is the fact that our president and others, NATO, have now thrown down the gauntlet as far as sanctions are concerned. At the White House on Tuesday, they announced that round of sanctions that will target Russian banks and limit the country's access to financial markets. This after Russia sent troops that I talked about the other day into two regions of eastern Ukraine. So the sanctions will target two state-owned banks, and as well as what we're calling Kremlin-connected elites. In other words, people who are significantly up the chain. And will that put the pressure on Putin? Vladimir Putin ordered his forces into those two breakaway regions that I mentioned, and he formally recognized his independence. He said the troops were on a peacekeeping mission. Our president called Russia's actions a flagrant violation of international law. So check this out. Also, the U.S. measures paired with some other efforts in Europe include the mothballing, so stopping, of the $11 billion Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany that now sits dormant for the future. Putin's actions followed a sharp increase in violence in the eastern Ukraine. Just a couple of days ago, civilians in the Ukrainian-controlled parts of the east said they thought their homes were being targeted by separatists to provoke a response from the Ukrainian government forces. So Putin is urging the Ukraine to remain neutral militarily. This is just a day after he asserted in an extraordinarily televised address that the Ukraine wasn't even a sovereign country. So there is no turning back. The dam is open at this point. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday canceled an important meeting, because we keep waving the diplomatic flag, with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. That's scheduled for later in the week. But it's not looking good, folks. It's not looking good at all. Could the brakes get slammed on? Of course they could. But it's more dramatic. The sanctions are certainly a warning to Putin not to escalate the crisis, and if nothing else, trying to isolate Russia's economy. So the promise was this was going to be different from 2014. There were much more modest sanctions that were put on after the Russian invasion and the annexation of the Crimea and the fueling of separatist uprisings in eastern Ukraine. This time, the vow was we're going to start high and stay high. So peacekeeping, will there be an effort to still use the road of diplomacy? If nothing else, now it's just a side access road. Do not know if these sanctions will be enough pressure on him. Because when you do look at the sanctions, they're still not major banking sanctions. In fact, a former senior Treasury Department official was quoted as saying it's not significant as far as commercial banks being included, so the sanctions will have some impact, but not as much as you would think they would. European foreign ministers met in Paris, coordinating their responses, and they concluded they should take a restrained approach for now because Putin, based on his own statements, was likely to escalate militarily. Wow. I think the halting of the Nord Stream 2 pipe is pretty significant. And I think the European Union announcing plans to sanction Russia, that can be significant as well, targeting people and some entities, which would include 351 members of Russia's state Duma that voted for recognition of the breakaway regions. So buckle up. This is going to be a bumpy ride. Before it was just conversation. Now it's much more than that. Will this change Putin's mind? Will the sanctions, which I think are limited, will they coerce him into going into a different direction? I mean, the maps, the videos, photos is showing that Russia is pressing. And it's unfolding. And do they back off? I mean, we can see it from any of the images. So clearly, if he continues to provoke and move forward and shots are fired and everything else, then there is no turning back. So will a little bit of a hammer on Russia work or not? And you've got other countries that are calling out Russia and denouncing imperialism. But denouncing it, words, all of that, it still rests in the hands of Vladimir Putin and what direction he decides to go in. I think there's going to be more of a push. I don't think there's going to be any backing off at this point. It doesn't seem as though it is. We talked about Omicron for a very long time on the show. Of course we did. You know, we had a number of kids that got sick in January. Children's hospitals across the U.S. were bracing for other spikes. So here's the thing. Omicron is fading, thank goodness, but it does vary from region to region. Now there's something else that's being dealt with. It is the multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. They're just calling it Miss C. Miss C can follow COVID-19 even some weeks after the infection. It causes parts of the body to become inflamed, and it can cause major organs, including the kidneys, brain, lungs, and heart, to fall into that disarray. Miss C symptoms are not uniform, but could also include abdominal pain and all kinds of conjunctivitis, low blood pressure. And it can follow a mild or even asymptomatic case of COVID-19. Oh, when will we be done with the grasps of this horrible, horrible SOB of a virus and all of its variants? But this is something that is happening. However, it's happening on a small scale. For example, at Children's Hospital of Colorado, workers saw about two or three cases of Miss C a week. Which is not a good thing, but it's a very small amount as they try to stamp it out. Oh, just incredible, the things that happen after COVID-19. We're talking about the Trump app next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
News. Donald Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, launched, and there's a lot of conversation about it, a lot of conversation about how many people are downloading it, all of that, and people talking about using it and what happened, and it debuted in Apple's App Store, number one in the charts. It's a free app, of course, and it's interesting. There was some conversation about it ahead of time as to would this be something that would really draw users, and what would it be like, and what's going to be on the app, and et cetera. And this idea is to launch Donald Trump, the former president's presence on social media, and this is more than a year after he was banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube following the January 6th attack on the Capitol. So somebody who was a beta on this one, Adam Rizzieri, who's been here before, the chief marketing officer with agency partner Interactive, was somebody who was part of this social media deal. It was named the 28th fastest growing privately owned company in Texas. And like I said, he's one of the beta testers who was given early access to Truth Social. And we're hoping to connect to him. And we were hoping to connect to him anyway, because he was one of the beta testers, like I said. And the idea was to draw users away from Facebook and Twitter. And it was named as something that would do that. It was named as, you know, here it was launching on U.S. President's holiday, on the holiday we just had, and it hit as number one. And I was looking at different users who have talked about what it was like. So the process of signing up, I guess, was pretty simple. People downloaded the Truth Social app from the Apple App Store, and they created an account and a password. Then some people had trouble where they got a message saying, thank you for joining. Due to the massive demand, we've placed you on the wait list. We love you, and you're not just another number to us, but your wait list number is below. And the number was a big number for some people, and they were hoping to get on Truth Social. So isn't that interesting? The former California Representative Nunes, who quit Congress to run Truth Social, promised the app would be fully operational. All right, I think we have Adam with us. Adam, are you there?
Hey, Kate, how are you doing?
Hey, thanks for coming on. So I said you were a beta tester. Tell us what that was. What was the app like?
You know, incredibly impressive and a lot more than what most apps are from the start, especially when they're in beta mode. I mean, I've worked with a lot of early stage apps, and frankly, you'll press buttons and they won't work.
But we lost you.
They'll be slow and all sorts of weird things there. But as far as this particular app goes, I mean, very, very impressive, I would say. The buttons are very intuitive. When you press things, it works as expected. This team over at True Social really is doing just a fantastic job, and it's definitely exceeding expectations. But, you know, even still, I know that there are obviously people that are going to sort of troll the company and are going to try and hate on it, right?
Right.
But the reality is no app, like, from day one is ever without bugs or without issues. And so I think that the team over there has a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, so do you think, as somebody who watches social media, understands social media, and marketing-wise, you get how to create buzz, was this a smart move by the former press?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these guys created demand. They had a huge wait list of people that were just waiting for this thing to launch. And, you know, Cam, just from a basic, like, free speech perspective, I mean, they're doing this, you know, kind of leading up to the midterms in November, right? We have to have an outlet and a connection point with those who are going to run and represent us. And as we've seen over the last year, and just beyond that too, the targeting and the shutdown of conservative thought, I mean, on social media, and that's a real problem. So these guys, they knew that to really kind of compete with the established social media companies, they had to bring a few elements together to do so. And from day one, they had to have a lot of cash on hand. This company started 4 months ago with almost $300 million of cash on hand, which is about $300 million more cash than most startups have on day one. They literally were valued at about $1 billion, you know, before they were even developing their technology. So, you know, to also recognize that a guy like Devin Nunes, who spent basically two decades in Congress, he was like, you know what? I can make more of a difference when it comes to promoting free speech and freedom in this country by going to the private sector and then bringing this company to the market and competing really, really aggressively, more so than I can as a congressman. You know, I think that speaks volumes for just what Truth Social kind of brings to the table here.
Yeah, and does Nunes and having him leading the charge of this, so to speak, does that position this a little bit differently? Because, like you were talking about, championing free speech and the fact that he was there in Congress and, it, you know, is a former Republican congressman, does that add a little, I don't know, spark or oomph to it?
Well, it definitely does, but it also kind of brings in a little bit of insider knowledge when it comes to sort of the air of corporatism that exists between the big tech establishment and those who are currently in power, right? I think Devin Nunes sort of knew exactly what he was competing against and frankly, also what he would have to do to do really well. You know, as of just this morning, the wait list for installs on this app was at over 400,000 people just waiting to get on Truth Social. And I know that over the next 10 days or so, they're going to be slowly onboarding new people to the application to introduce new users to Truth Social, right? And so, you know, kind of recognizing that Devin Nunes is aware of the fact that the owner of this company, Donald Trump, right, he has a direct line of access to Tim Cook. You know, we saw Parler, when they were number one in the App Store for downloads, Parler, at one point, they acquired 2 million users in one day, and then they were shut down really quickly. They were kicked off Amazon, and Amazon was their host. Apple basically got rid of the ability for people to download the app altogether from their app store. And of course, Google kicked them out of Google Play. So, you know, with Tim Cook having that direct line of contact to Donald Trump, that really does give Truth Social a big step up because those are connections that Parler's team just never had.
And so for the app itself, again, as somebody who has this marketing prowess, besides obviously creating the buzz, as you said, a wait list of over 400,000 people, there's a lot you can do with an app, right? So as far as free speech and messaging, it could be just an incredible stroke of brilliance, especially when you're talking about politics, the midterm elections, and the presidential run.
Definitely. I mean, right now the app is very much like, and I hate to say it, but it's a lot like Twitter right now, just in terms of it being sort of a micro blog style social media platform. But this particular app, they aim to be more than that. They're still bolting on features now, and I know Devin Nunes said that they're going to be adding features between now and the end of March. But this will also have a streaming video component to it through its partnership with Rumble. So, you know, we've heard issues of YouTube shutting down companies and thought leaders, and frankly, as a business owner, my company page was shut down from YouTube. So there's a lot of people that have been shut down by big tech without explanation. And so now to see that Truth Social is going to be adding this video streaming component to it is really, really exciting.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, well, thanks for hanging with us late, Adam. As always, it's great to get your opinion. And if people want to know more about you, where can they go?
Go to agencypartner.com or just look up Adam Ruzzieri on LinkedIn. I'll be there for you.
Adam Ruzzieri, thanks so much, pal. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, all right, so there you go. He was beta testing it, and as he said, the wait list, 400,000 plus, and that's what some reporters found when they jumped on and tried to log on. They tried to get it, you know, download the app. And what will that number ultimately be? And as he mentioned, when you talk about streaming and some of the other elements of it, and the fact that this is where people are moving anyway across multiple platforms. You know, Adam does this. How do you promote brands across different multiple platforms? And this is a brilliant way to do that. And the fact is that this is what the former president is so good at, which is what helped him get elected, that he is very, very good in what I call earned media, because he has a name, obviously, even before becoming president and then after his presidency, etc. And that pulls in people. And the fact of what happened with Twitter and Facebook, etc. So I'll be curious about that number and how that number grows. Hey, coming up next, speaking of technology, we're talking about cybercrime, a new F5 offering that was just announced the other day, helps defend against increasing cybercrime, because according to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, people filed nearly 400,000 complaints in 2020 because their identities were stolen and used to claim government benefits. We're talking about it on the flip side.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration will levy sanctions on Russian banks and individuals in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's movement of troops into the eastern region of Ukraine. This move, as the crisis in Ukraine is already causing a spike in energy prices, which has the White House reportedly considering another release of petroleum from the government's strategic oil reserves. Energy expert Phil Flynn telling Fox News that's not the way to go.
That's not why we have a strategic petroleum reserve, because you can't stabilize the price of oil with so little oil.
Home prices surged nearly 19% last year. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showing that Phoenix topped the list with a 32% annual increase. This is USA Radio News.
The CDC is preparing another set of masking guidelines, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, reported a 400% increase in cybersecurity complaints since the start of the pandemic. Let me give you some perspective on this. It took nearly 7 years for the FBI to get its first million complaints. It took just 14 months to reach the most recent million. Is that not wild when you think about that statistic? In 2021... F5 found 9 million compromised or stolen credentials from just 4 of the financial services companies for which it provides malicious activity monitoring. So you think of organizations today finding themselves at the epicenter of significant trends, the evolution of applications as the center of their customers' digital lives and the escalation of threats against them. So F5 has announced a new way forward for companies to manage and secure the digital services that we rely on, of course, every day with the global launch of F5 Distributed Cloud Services, the first new service to launch on the platform F5 Distributed Cloud WAP, as they say, which is Web Application and API protection, integrating best-in-class security capabilities. So when we look at that, and you look at the purpose of what was built for to help companies more effectively defend against the increasing volume and sophistication of cyber attacks, which in turn better protects consumers like me, like you, whether we're doing online banking, how many of us do that? Booking tickets, yes, I'm guilty. Of course, I love it for whatever the vacation or whatever is you're doing next, or streaming a movie. This is the world that we live in now, and this is the things that we're evolving to even more, whether it's school, work, etc. And that fact is not lost on Haiyan Song, Executive Vice President and General Manager for Security and Distributed Cloud, ABL. So, Haiyan, what about it with businesses and people?
Businesses and individuals now rely on digital services like never before, right? From school to work and from doctor's visit to our entertainment. Apps are at the center of these digital services. They are evolving fast to adapt to the rapid changes. This increased speed and complexity has really become the fertile ground for new cyber exploits. That's why we're so excited about today's announcement of F5's new security services, our distributed cloud platform, and the protection it will provide for organizations and their customers.
Yeah, and Haiyan, it's not, you know, obviously, I mentioned this before in talking about how prevalent this is. I mean, this is something that everybody can relate to. It's not just somebody else's problem. We're all in this together, right?
Cybersecurity is a topic that many people feel is someone else's problem. In reality, it actually impacts all of us, right? Threats to applications are the biggest risk to business success in a digital-first world. And I'm not just talking about big companies. Small and medium-sized businesses that survived the pandemic by creating a digital presence are actually the new frontier in the cyber crime war. More than 40% of cyber attacks were on small companies. It's a stat I recently saw. Our goal at F5 is to make securing the digital world simple by providing the best, most flexible, and most comprehensive security services to our customers. We're helping to minimize real-life impact on all of us.
Yes, so when you look at it, how do you ensure that the digital experience is reliable?
Today, data is actually the new currency. Treat your information like money. F5 is working with companies to ensure your digital experience are actually reliable and as safe as possible. Cyber attacks are growing. We call it in volume and sophistication. So it is really important that we all take action to protect ourselves. For example, you know, resist the click. That's the one thing we always say. It started with a name called phishing scams, and now we have smishing, vishing, and QR code scams. They're now called quishing. Whether it's email, voice, no text messages, or QR codes, it's better to just scroll directly to the source rather than try to follow a link because you don't know what's embedded in it. And the other part is really just protect your logins. It may take a few more seconds to log on. Using strong, unique passwords are important. And always try to log out of the app so you don't save the password in browsers. I know this constant changing of passwords and timed out sessions can be a hassle. With F5 Secure Technology working behind the scenes, some of our customers are able to actually reduce that complexity and bring secure and frictionless login and checkout experiences. We're very proud of that.
Well, and I know there's some other things that we should do as well. What are they?
To stay ahead in this complex world of cybersecurity, there's a lot needs to be done. Companies need to change their approach to IT security. At the same time, individuals also play an important role in the war against cybercrime. For example, do a personal privacy and security audit, and that could include the following, right? Reviewing your credit reports from multiple agencies and look at app privacy and security settings on your phone and devices. And also just monitor your billing statement to confirm all transactions are yours. I personally actually set up alerts to be notified if any changes to account information or big purchases on credit card, and especially change of addresses or email addresses can be suspicious of things that shouldn't be happening.
Wow. Haiyan Song, Executive Vice President and General Manager for Security and Distributed Cloud. We're talking about F5 and the fact that they announced this new way forward for companies to manage and secure the digital services that we're relying on constantly with the launch of F5 Distributed Cloud Services. And so much of what just was discussed there, when you think of the statistics that I mentioned at the top, and I'll say this again, in 2021, F5 found 9 million compromised or stolen credentials from just 4 of the financial services companies for which it provided malicious activity monitoring. So that's pretty significant, right? Especially when you think about the number of reported increases in cyber security complaints since the start of the pandemic. You know, I said this also, if you try to put this in perspective, it took nearly 7 years for the FBI to get its first 1 million complaints, right? It took just 14 months, which is crazy. That's why I have to say this number again, to reach the most recent 1 million. So there's a big difference. I mean, there's no question, this is the new frontier that you have to be protected on, because we're right at the crossroads of these applications, right? What's happening with customers and digitally, how do we protect ourselves and how do you protect customers? And then these escalating threats. I mean, we're at a critical moment in time with this. This is why I think it's now so more important than ever to watch what you're doing online. Haiyan had some incredible advice to offer that sometimes we don't think about it. We're not thinking about clicking and where we're going, and we're not thinking about, you know, check your credit reports from a couple of different agencies, not just one. We're not monitoring billing statements enough to confirm all the transactions. I mean, how often do you look at your bank? I mean, if you're doing a lot of online banking and you think you know whatever the number is, and, oh, yeah, I remember I did this, I did that, but you're not really monitoring it closely enough, that's when things start to happen, and you have to be aware of that, you know, changing passwords, doing that. Be careful about some of the things that you're probably not doing, and she mentioned them, to protect your login. You know, it might take longer to log on, but if you have stronger, unique passwords and you always log out of the apps, because how many people are guilty of that? I can say that I wasn't doing that always in the past, not logging out, and you don't want to save passwords in browsers, but they always ask you that, right? So you're busy and you're flying along doing your work and you don't think about it, or you use a same password over and over again, an easy one that could be cracked that you think is difficult, and then you get into all these problems. And of course, on this show, we talk about cyber attacks a lot. We talked about the Colonial Pipeline, what happened there, or Solar Winds, or the recent Red Cross hack that we've seen. And it's just so commonplace now to hear about hacks, to hear about what's happening and people's information being compromised. Such a good reminder that you have to have that strength behind you, and for goodness sake, give yourself a fighting chance and do some of what Haiyan suggested, even if it takes a little bit longer, because you don't want to get in that situation where you're trying to undo some horrible, horrible hack that happened to you. So great, useful information. Stay with us.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Sent in all kinds of thoughts on what's happening in the world, like Frank, who's listening to us in Texas, and he says, hey, girl, I got to tell you, I wasn't really caring too much about what was going on in the Ukraine till I listened to you the other night, and you scared the bejesus out of me talking about the territory and some of the minerals and some of the absolutely interesting aspects of the Ukraine, and plus the obvious that we will have troops' lives at stake as part of NATO, and we are involved in this, and it's not going to be a back-down situation. So legitimately, we should be concerned by the land grab. So, yeah, Putin is, to me, on that enemies list that you say you keep in your pocket. He is never slipping off that list, and I hope people keep a close eye on what's going on here. All right, thanks for that, Frank. Yes, I agree wholeheartedly, and you just said that's what I was talking about, the things that we should worry about that make this situation in the Ukraine something to be concerned with. And of course, some of that is the fact that Ukraine is the first in Europe in recoverable reserves of uranium ores, right? I mean, there's so many other things. Coal reserves, 33.9-something billion tons of it. It's first in the world in exports of sunflower oil, sunflower and sunflower oil. And you might think, who cares? Look around on your grocery shelves and how some of this food is made. I mean, even fifth largest rye producer in the world, fifth in the world in bee production, right? I mean, it's crazy. There was so much I learned when I did a little digging and grabbed a couple of lists, then looked back and compared them, and wow. I mean, even 10th largest steel producer in the world, 32.4 million tons. Independence is important for the Ukraine, for the rest of the world. I mean, that's it, you know. Seriously, do we want the Ukraine under Russia's guise? And, of course, you see why Russia is interested in the Ukraine for many reasons. Just even look at how massive it is, but all of these other little things that I mentioned the other day, including some of what I just mentioned there. What happens, we're just watching from the sidelines. I don't have a crystal ball on this. I can only look at what the economic repercussions could be, and I can listen to people that I know and people I know that have come from the Ukraine and people we've had on this show, frankly, that have been there and have watched what Russia is doing. All right, this one is from Don, and he is listening to us, KVOI. That would be in Tucson, Arizona. Katester, I tried to get that Trump app, and I could not do it because I was booted onto a wait list, but my friend got on, and it's interesting. You know, this shows you why Donald Trump always seems to find a way. And when you look at what will happen in the next elections, I think the midterm elections are so important, but also what's going to happen in the race for the presidency next time around, would it be wild if Trump were to win it again? And do you really think Biden has captured the imagination of even the Democrats at this point? All right, so two things. Yes, we just talked about that, about the app with one of the beta testers and what it was like and how when you look at social media and him being booted off of social media a year ago, what does that mean coming back? And if he's running for president, which we believe he is and has certainly hinted at, well, that's just another frontier to examine a way to reach people, right? So getting them used to it, et cetera. And they would be the people that would be the layups, you know, people that would definitely vote for him. But what about other people? And what about messaging and creating buzz, et cetera? And that's part of the land we lived in, that, you know, absolutely. So for the midterm elections, it is significant. I absolutely agree. And has Biden captured the imagination of even the Democrats? I would say no. I mean, you look at the approval ratings, you look at what people are saying, and at this point, is forget Trump for a second, is this a president that's going to be a repeat president? I would say it's iffy. If I were shaking the magic eight ball, I'd say, ooh, ask again later. I mean, this definitely. And this is a big moment, too, with what happens here with the Ukraine, what has happened in a couple of other cases, the handling of the pandemic, some of the other moves that were, I think, slippery, to say the least, where he didn't chime. There's still 2 years left. I mean, there's still a couple of years left to the run-up of the next presidential election, because then you start running earlier. So let's see what that yields. Because look, the Biden-Putin meeting is not happening. That's confirmed. That would have been maybe big. I don't know if he had somehow put the brakes on this. That would have been big, but it's not happening. All right, let's move to this one from Alan. And Alan says, Kate, I heard you talk about the truckers that are apparently going to make their way from Southern California to Washington. Wouldn't you think that the people in D.C. after the debacle on the Capitol over a year ago would be very prepared to shut down the idea of these truckers getting close to shutting down the beltway? Don't you think there's a way they'll try to stop them? Oh, I think that the National Guard will be deployed for the D.C. truckers, right? Absolutely, because if you know it's happening and they do nothing, are you kidding? So I know that the U.S. Capitol Police and the government has requested the National Guard assistance. Absolutely. The Pentagon's expected to approve the deployment of maybe up to 800 unarmed troops is what I just heard today. Even Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said that there was a request to stand ready in case of disruptions at key traffic arteries, but no formal decision on the request has been made. But we looked at what happened in Canada and the blockade there, the crossings and the chaos to the Canadian capital of Ottawa in the last couple of weeks. So can you imagine what happens in D.C.? If you've ever been to D.C., and I have been many, many times, that would just crush D.C. The shutting down of the Beltway, it's a 64-mile road through Virginia and Maryland. It circles D.C. So this is big. And Bob Bolas, who's leading the Freedom Convoy of trucks from Pennsylvania to Washington, was I saw him, I think, on Fox News. And he said this is about vaccine mandates, pandemic-related restrictions, and some other things as well. And we're going to go to D.C. and be heard. So the People's Convoy starts out from California on Wednesday, and they're going to pick up truckers along the way rolling toward the March 5th arrival at the Beltway. They're not going to go into D.C. proper, though, right? It's going to be all around it at this point. Okay, let's move over to Max. Max says, hi, Kate. I was listening to you talk about what you do fitness-wise, that you have, I think you said you have an Apple Watch, but you had a Fitbit or something. And I used to wear my Apple Watch all the time, but when I heard you talk about it, I decided I would give it a try again. It seemed like it was always talking back to me, and I'm tired of technology. But I've been wearing it again lately, and it does track steps and miles and all that kind of thing. And I guess also just how much movement there is, because we're all so damn sedentary. And I like it. I have to say, you kind of gave it new life for me for whatever it's worth. I think it's good to track however you do it, even if you don't do it with technology, what it is you're doing with movement, because we can see that we're a nation that is definitely way too obese. Yeah, you know, it's that, especially that standing, that up and down, getting up and down and not being glued to your chair in front of the computer all day long. Even when you're at home, there's that tendency to do it, right? So good on you if it works for you. It works for me anyway. And it works better than any other thing that I've had to kind of track that. We're tracking on out of here at this point. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, just like all of those people did. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everyone.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.